out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's 10-ish minutes after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. About same after 5 if your holes are listening to us live out east. We had a couple of tech fucking problems. But if you're not listening to us live, perhaps you're listening to us as a rear end on the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24-7. Or you've gone and done downloading us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you receive us, we appreciate the tap dance and fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours.
It's going down the tubers.
Yeah, it is. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and thanks for tuning in on this Monday. I just watched the funniest fucking video clip ever. Have you seen Melania Melanoma watching the ballerinas at the White House?
I saw that on the Facebook. It's on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
I mean, it's a visual thing. It's not good for radio, but my God, it's just, is there no joy? Does she have no joy?
Oh, how could she?
I mean, yeah, you're right. That's a good fucking point.
There was that story over the weekend on I think it's the Vanity Fair that she really did not sign on for this, and that she had no idea he would win. She's like, well, go ahead, fucking run. But that she was instrumental in making him run just to make a fucking decision, because allegedly she was like, stop cock teasing. What you're doing, either fucking run or don't run. I'm sick of hearing yes, no tease bullshit.
Did she not sit and think like what her life would be like as first lady?
No, she figured there's no fucking way. All they got to do is look into anything he's done or said. He'll never be president.
Never underestimate the American people for voting for a racist, tyrannical, yeah, sexist, bigoted, abuser, dickhead.
Well, I wouldn't have said that before.
Yeah,
I
guess.
I thought higher of our brethren and sisterin.
Well,
I really did. I mean, I knew they would vote for ass bags, as would occasionally we, but holy shit, this is just a new phenomenon of just open fuckwattery.
I thought better of our brethren that were Bernie bros. These idiots, like Tea Party dickbags, like, you know, people in the flyover states, you know, the racists in Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, and the South, and the Bible Belt. Of course,
like
they voted
here.
Yeah, of course they voted Trump. You know, I thought more of our progressives and our liberals, that they would come out a little stronger for Hillary and they wouldn't be so gullible to this Russian bullshit.
Yeah, there was a...
I mean, that's the tragedy.
An interview over the weekend also with Susan Sarandon. And it was basically the, you know, do you care that, you know, do you blame yourself for Trump at all? She's like, no. She thinks that Hillary, she really thinks we'd be in a war.
Well, then she's stupid.
Right now.
Then she's an idiot.
I figured she was much more dangerous.
Hey, that's just, hey, white people, progressives,
right?
That could not vote for Hillary. That is white privilege at its fucking height.
Rich people like her.
Yeah.
Like Susan Sarandon.
Right.
Who has money, fame, and power that gets you out of everything.
Yeah.
So why would she be, you know, why would she be affected by the most heinous bullshit coming from the Trump administration?
Really is, it really is kind of fucked up. It is the white privilege of the progressives that kind of fucked this up. You know, the idea that nobody took this guy seriously. Everybody thought he was a funny little sideshow act. But yet he was saying all these racist, shitty, fascist things during the campaign. But really, you know, like you and me, we're white dudes. We're not going to get pulled over.
Right.
We're not going to get profiled. No one's checking my dick before I go in a bathroom. Nobody's
depending on the bar.
Oh, yes. You know what I mean?
There's lots going on in the world. God, I hope the headline is what I think the headline is.
Yeah.
But let's check the headlines out. Even yes. if it's not, there's a story we got to talk about because
is it
what
funny?
A spectacular fucking asshole we have as a president of the United States.
He's a fucking...
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
So deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, November 27th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Kate is doing the most bizarre thing in her little bed. Spinning around like she's stomping on stuff, trying to make it more comfy.
For those of you not tuning in on the webcam, she's doing... that's like a dance, right? It's dance-like.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
It's that dog spinning thing, but then she's also like... did you ever see the old Warner Brothers cartoon with the little... with the big dog Spike and the little tiny kitten that shows
yeah,
up?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
And the kitten jumps on his back and starts...
clawing
at his back to need it to find a place to lay. That's what she's doing.
Very similar.
Over to the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It fades.
Well, sure enough. HuffPost.
Oh, wee wee.
I almost speechless on this one. Seriously, just when you think he couldn't be more crass, classless, oafish, loudish, disgusting, moronic, insulting, xenophobic, racist. Yes.
He's everything. Everything's shitty.
He ruins everything.
He takes a shit on everything that's good.
Yeah. So Donald J. Trump.
Fuck you.
Our president.
So-called president. Our so-called president.
Well, he is the fucking president.
Right. Elected electorally and with collusion from Russia. You know.
So there was an event today honoring three of the last surviving Native American code talkers.
Okay.
They used in the code talkers were used during World War II as the code. They were using Navajo language as our code because the Nazis and the Japanese didn't have a lot of Navajo speakers in their midst.
That's kind of cool.
You know, I think they're all in their 90s, probably late 80s, 90s. And they served in the military to help with communications in both World Wars, actually, World War One and Two.
Yes.
I don't believe any of these guys were in World War One.
Right.
He praised the code talker's bravery.
Oh, that's nice.
And said, from the heart, from the absolute heart, we appreciate what you've done. Mm. But then it goes off the rails. And I mean, for no reason whatsoever, out of nowhere.
What a fuck. No, it's not out of nowhere.
Comes up with this and to
his sociopathic brain.
To universal crickets. In the room. It wasn't like everybody was in on this joke.
He didn't get a laugh?
Shockingly, Don J did not get a laugh on this. This
Sad.
Is him speaking at an event honoring the Navajo code talkers. And three of the gentlemen are standing there next to him.
And I just want to thank you because you're very, very special people. You were here long before any of us were here.
Sorry about the whole genocide thing, you know, and taking your children away and putting them in white homes.
That's a weird thing to say, too. You were long before any of us were here, meaning we're different than you. You're less of an American than us white people. Us, by the way, us, I'm referring to white.
You were here before us.
God.
Your superiors who conquered you and kicked your ass and gave you those blankets with smallpox on it.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Special people. Special. You were here long before any of us were here.
Here we go.
Although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas.
But you know what?
I like you because you are special. You are special people. You are really incredible people. And I have to, from the heart, from the absolute heart, we appreciate what you've done, how you've done it, the bravery that you display, and the love that you have for your country. Tom, I would say that's as good as it gets.
Oh, my.
That's
fucking...
as good as it gets, Tom. Tom.
Let me toss it over to Tom.
Let me toss it to poor fucking Tom. Well, who's Tom? What is Tom doing
I
over
have
there?
No,
he's just
I don't
sitting
know
over there jacking
doing.
Off.
I have no idea.
He's listening to Schittler.
I mean...
We've got one, a representative, you know.
Although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
You know what? I like you because right. You are special. I
right.
Can't even hold it.
So special.
You're special people. You're really incredible people. Oh.
Hey, I just want to give a big, big round of applause. Give it up for John Kelly, everybody. Way to go, buddy. You're doing such a good
well,
job.
What's he going to do?
Braining this guy
blow dart him?
Well, I don't know.
Ball gag? That's the only thing that might
work. I don't know, but I tell you what, I guarantee you. If you're handling this lunatic and he's speaking to a bunch of American Indians, you tell him, you take him aside.
No,
don't make
can't.
A Pocahontas
no,
joke.
No, you can't, because then he'll do it. They probably did. That's probably why he did it.
God.
He's a three-year-old toddler saying, no,
idiot.
no. Don't tell me what to do. Fuck you, no.
I hate that so much. I, you know, God. That's fucking amazing. I mean, what an asshole.
Somebody should tell him that Obama thinks it's really funny when he when he calls her Pocahontas. He'll never do it
right.
again. So, I mean,
how shitty.
That's the headline over the HuffPo.
I mean, wow. Of course.
Trump jabs Pocahontas Warren at Navajo ceremony.
I mean, it's not even like a flippant comment. It's like.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
This morning, he was laying in bed, touching his willy over it, waiting until he could say, I can't wait till I can bring out my Pocahontas joke.
It was really like you really had to, like, explain it. You know, we have one in Congress, a representative, and
who they say has been here a long time. What the fuck does that mean?
Who's they? Who's saying that?
Right.
What is our president talking about? You know, what the fuck is your point? You know, the funny thing is, nobody would know about this. Nobody would know about this if Obama did. If he took
a
day,
Obama wouldn't do it
to honor the fucking code talkers. Of course, he would do it, but you wouldn't. It wouldn't be in the news. I guarantee you, wouldn't be on the headline of Huffington Post.
God, you know there are some who call you Redskins.
That's not racist. I like
the name
of that.
And then to add insult to injury, he was in the Oval Office, and they set up a podium right underneath that portrait of Andrew Jackson, his fave of all time president.
Oh God,
Andrew Jackson, who wrote the Indian Removal Act of 1830, which led to the Trail of Tears.
Oh, my God. Well, wait. I'm sorry. Yes, dude. John Kelly takes a lot of the blame for this because I'm sorry. They set up a podium under Andrew Jackson. You got to blame everybody
right?
around him. They're all, useless. Useless. Oh, my God. How fucking hilarious.
Oh,
I mean, somebody let him make this speech under Andrew Jackson's portrait. Wow.
I don't know. I tweeted out.
It wasn't his call, I guarantee you.
I did tweet out. Tweet us during the show at crabdiving, one word, crabdiving. I tweeted out some tinfoil hat conspiracy theory stuff.
Yes.
That maybe maybe Bannon called up Trump and said, you got to drop a Pocahontas joke, because today we also found out that little Mikey Flynn's lawyers have waddled over to the Mueller investigation and are having chats, which don't look good.
That seems reasonable.
For anyone else. So
that makes a lot of sense.
I mean, it could be just a big flash grenade. I just don't know. I just don't know.
He's
got that kind of forethought. I think
Bannon?
No, Trump. I just think he's an asshole and couldn't wait to bring up the Pocahontas line. I don't think Bannon called him and said flashbang.
That makes sense to me.
Well, who knows?
It's all bizarre. We're in the upside down right now. Yeah, it's all bizarre. I can't wait to read the book of somebody who knows what went on behind the scenes during this fuckstick of an administration.
Right.
God damn, that's so. He's saying that the code talkers are real American Indians, and Elizabeth Warren is in fact a faux American Indian. Is that correct?
Is that what he's
suggesting?
Allegation, yes.
What a nutball. What a fucking nutball.
Well, I mean, if your family tells you your one of your great great grandmothers was a Native American,
yes.
I don't know that I would run to ancestry.com to prove it. You know what I mean? But she did not, what they claim.
Right.
She did not put Native American on her applications for college and stuff like that.
So why is it, how do we know about her heritage?
Scott fucking, oh my God.
Walker?
No.
Scott Brown?
Brown. Scott fucking Brown.
The dude looking at the titties in New Zealand?
Our current embarrassing ambassador to New Zealand has already been censured.
How do you get censured? If your job is to be the ambassador to New Zealand, how in the fucking fuck do you fuck that up?
It wasn't official. He was spoke to for looking at titties,
right.
Staring at women's tits at events, and for being just a giant ass bag of a bore, of a dickwad.
God damn it. Anybody in the Trump administration, if you need an ambassador to some dumb fucking, not a dumb country like New Zealand, but I just don't know what they do. I could do that. Yeah, I could do that. I could be the ambassador. Or maybe I can. Shit. That's a big one. Ow! Ow! Ah!
Look at the tits on that sheep.
Whoa. Memories. Tell you what, Pocahontas, dude.
I
heard you screaming about that from the fucking living room.
When I read the headline, I was like, no, come on.
It's insane.
This is satire. This is not real.
Who the fuck? Who in the fuck? Who in the fuck would even.
What a fucking spectacular asshole. I mean.
Even if you're he obviously is a tremendous racist, right? I mean, just
sure,
tremendous.
Yeah.
But still, to even think of this is pretty fucking wild. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to honor the code talkers. I'm going to get in a Pocahontas jab.
I wonder when I can drop the Pocahontas line at the right moment with my great nobody. Nobody has better comedic timing than I do. I know it. Everyone knows it. Believe me.
Right. I could, you could use superlatives to describe Trump in certain ways,
So,
he's bananas.
That's the headline over at the Huff.
He's like one of these crazy presidents, I don't know, maybe in the late 1800s or something, like you would never hear about. There's no TV or whatever that probably did crazy shit. Like
yeah.
Shoot at cabinet members when they would come in, something like that. You just would never hear about it. But this guy somehow is around now when we have Twitter and things like that. I don't know.
He wouldn't be president if it weren't for Twitter, maybe.
Oh, that's true.
With all the Russian.
If it weren't for Russia.
Yeah, all the Russian bullshittery.
Pocahontas. You guys have been here longer than us white people.
There's just nothing right about anything he said.
Who doesn't know that, though? That's the other thing. It's like Trump. Who doesn't know the Indians were here first? Who doesn't know that? We all know that,
they
dickhead.
They got to keep him on teleprompter or it just goes off the rails. Not that it's teleprompter shit written by Steve Miller.
Yeah.
Is any better, but I mean, a little bit better than
this crap is going on.
Well, this is funnier. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, this has more of an entertainment value. The Steve Miller stuff is just kind of Nazi-like, you know? It's not as good as... We have one.
Man.
Did you play the clip or did you read it?
I played the clip.
You played the clip. You play it one more. I'm so sorry. Play it one more time. I'm just so stymied by it. I just want to hear it one more fucking time.
Oh, it was 3 minutes ago. I gotta find it again. Here we go.
Well, that's how good your impersonation is. I can't remember if you read it or if you played the clip.
I mean, what a fucking spectacular.
What a dickbag.
Giant asshole. This is from the Business Insider.
I mean, this is amazing.
Oh, Elizabeth Warren's responded.
Oh, awesome. What the fuck is she going to say? What are you going to say? Yeah, he's a tremendous dickhead. What can you say?
This is our president.
I think you're right, dude. I think Bannon called the guy up and said, listen, this shit's getting hot in here. Flynn's going to fuck us in the ass. You're going to go to jail unless you make some joke about Elizabeth Warren being Pocahontas. Goodbye. Maybe he did that.
And I just want to thank you because you're very, very special people. You were here long before any of us were here. Although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas.
Oh, no.
But you know what?
No, no, no.
I like you because you are special. You are special people. You are really incredible people.
I really love Tonto. He was great. Tonto was a fabulous contributor to American history.
We love you. We love you. God damn, dude.
Oh, God.
Take some lithium. Take some lithium, a whole handful.
Thanks, Republicans.
Yeah.
Thanks. You guys are great. You guys are fucking spot on.
Right. You think Molester Roy Moore is going to be elected? You do, don't you? There's no reason to think. There's no reason to doubt.
Honestly, if I was going to put a dollar, I would say no.
You're doubting the.
But I'm not. It's not my favorite bet.
Don't underestimate.
It's not my strongest bet.
God, it's not my favorite bet because that a child rapist won't get elected.
Well, now that I live, a flat Earth rocket launch away from Alabama.
What a fucking idiot!
Postponed, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, there are laws against launching homemade rockets
into the sky over towns.
Yeah.
I thought about that, too. I'm like, what? That falls on my fucking house, dickhead.
Yeah, so did the authorities.
Yeah.
It's a follow-up. It's up on our Facebook.
Crab-diving fucking moron who is building
a homemade rocket to launch himself up to prove.
Dickhead.
Does
he have kids?
I tweeted it out, and I said, I'm outraged that it's going to be a delay in this man disproving millennia old conspiracy theories. How has science since fucking Pythagoras lied to us? And what did Aristotle and Pythagoras have?
He's such a liar.
On people that they had to prove to somehow come up with the fake theory that the earth is round.
You know, flat earther guys, what about the idea that, let's say it's flat. So what?
It's just not.
But I know, but like, if you really believe that, what does it matter?
Well, Bible.
Oh, okay.
A lot of them, right?
But can I just say something? If you think it's flat, why haven't you gone to the edge of it? What does it look like at the edge?
There's a wraparound or something. I don't know how it works.
Then why are all the other planets round in space movies and things like that?
They're disks. Just like us hanging up
flat
in the
discs.
Firmament, yeah.
God, you're so... I hate that flat earthers are allowed to have babies and vote.
Well, yeah.
I hate that. You should have to get a... If you're a flat earther and you can prove it, you should have to get vasectomies. You know?
Elizabeth... If you could prove you're a flat earther.
Oh, you just go on their social media. I read an article about that.
All you have to do is admit it.
Dude, insurance companies are looking into this algorithm. I don't know how they do it. They throw it out on social media and shit, and they look for little flags. And if they see you doing shit on social media that might increase your, say, your auto insurance premium.
Oh, I see.
They'll give you a bump. You do the same thing with flat earth
or like
shit.
Smoking a cigarette or something.
Yeah.
They, well, that's those,
that's fucking
those
evil
insurance company, like tracking devices they have now that you can get a discount on your auto insurance if you attach some doohickey to your car that tells them if you were speeding or something like that. But fuck them.
And then, you know what that tells me? Well, then give me the fucking discount anyway, you greedy fucking bastards.
No,
you fuckheads.
How are they gonna keep those boats floating in the Caymans?
Listen, if this is a glitter bomb, this Pocahontas thing, to distract us from Flynn, then can we please embrace it? Because I love it. I like it. This is a good one. Thank you, Trump. Thanks for the entertainment. Sorry you're fucking the country right in the asshole, but whatever. This is a good one.
Fucking real.
Pocahontas.
Unreal.
But I like you.
We like you. Here's Elizabeth Warren responding.
Okay.
It is deeply unfortunate that the President of the United States cannot even make it through a ceremony.
She's so right.
The
bar is so low. He couldn't get through the turkey pardon without shitting on Obama. He can't get through a ceremony honoring some true American heroes from World War II without flinging shit out of his cage at someone.
I'm sorry. I'm going to make an appeal. I'm having momentary rage. Bernie bros, dickheads, fucknuts. Didn't Elizabeth Warren tell you to vote for Hillary Clinton? Didn't she tell us to vote for Hillary Clinton?
So did Bernie.
Yeah. But Elizabeth Warren and Bernie, they're right. They're right.
After Bernie lost the primary, he said you got to vote for Clinton.
You know, the truth is, Elizabeth Warren, just do, you know, sometimes if I'm buying some electronic device, I'll just see what a friend of mine has bought. And just buy what they bought, because I assume they did the research better than I would have. I'll just buy. Who gives a fuck? Just trust Elizabeth Warren. Did she ever sound insane? She told you to vote for Hillary, but you didn't go out and vote, some of you, you fuckheads. God.
Although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? I like you.
You're a buffoon. You're a buffoon, and listen, you're just a pile of shit. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, fucking A, yeah.
Oh, God. By the way, Trump, I hate your family, too. I hate your whole thing, everything. Your family sucks. Everybody sucks around you. Racist.
So there you go, Donald.
Fucking
Donald Trump. Gracing us. With some Trumpism.
She's right, man. She's right. Elizabeth Warren's right. It's unfortunate. It's like, that's the understatement of the year, though. It is unfucking fortunate.
Right?
It's unfortunate that we have people in this country that are so fucking stupid and so fucking racist.
It is deeply unfortunate that the President of the United States cannot even make it through a ceremony honoring these heroes without having to throw out a racial slur. Look, Donald Trump does this over and over, thinking somehow he's going to shut me up with it. It hadn't worked in the past. It is not going to work in the future.
There you go.
She's been saying that the whole fucking time. You know, you got to hand it to her. She is a progressive that took this motherfucker seriously from day fucking one.
Yeah,
she said that all along. And did some of these progressives didn't fucking listen to her. Dickheads. You're dicks. You dumbasses.
Well, because the DNC stole the election from Bernie.
God. I heard somebody talk about some dude yesterday, a friend of theirs voted for Trump. He's like, well, you can't blame him. He's not smart. And I'm like, no, I absolutely can blame him. And I will blame him. I blame him. If you voted for Trump, I blame you. I blame you all. You're fucking assholes. You're idiots. I like you.
I like you.
This guy's nuts, man. And he had that joke ready.
No,
he had that line fucking ready to say.
Here is...
God damn.
White House...
Motherfucker.
Press goblin. Is she Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Is she addressing this?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
The president just did with the Navajo code talkers. He referred to Pocahontas being in the Senate. Why did he feel the need to say something that is offensive to me?
This never happened.
With Obama?
With Bush?
Yeah, right.
With Obama? With anybody? This never happened.
Obama would give a... You know what happened? Obama would give this speech. Maybe you'd catch it on C-SPAN or fucking MSNBC. And you'd watch this guy talk. And you would actually... You would feel emotions. And you would... sometimes your eyes would fog up a little bit. You're like, holy shit, Obama's making me cry. I don't even know what he's fucking talking about.
Occasionally, Biden would say something a little like, oh, well, okay.
But never wrong.
Well, right.
Never wrong, just
and
like,
nothing to this
funny.
Level. Right.
Didn't Biden say Newark was a shithole?
Well, yeah, you know, but it nothing is. To this level.
No, right. He didn't say Newark was a shithole and, hey, what's up with Pocahontas? Yeah. I mean, you know, the racism in this Pocahontas thing is on, it's layered. I mean, for one thing, it occurred to him to bring it up with the code talkers rather than talking about what they did. He made it about their fucking race for some reason, you know?
Well, right. I mean, and no reason to take a swing at Elizabeth Warren. Utterly no reason to take a swing at Elizabeth Warren.
He's trying to make...
Other than the only thing he right. knows about Native American Indians
yes.
is that Elizabeth Warren pretended to be one. That's all he knows.
But she didn't.
Well, right.
I mean, she didn't. Doesn't... Is there... See, like, the people that say Ivanka and what's his fuck, John Kelly are there to rein this guy in and shit. Well, they are not. Well,
either that There's or imagine not. What the hell's going on.
Yeah.
He'd be make the N-word great again.
Right. Yeah.
To say something that is offensive to many people while honoring the Navajo code talkers, these genuine American
I think
heroes.
What most people find offensive is Senator Warren lying about her heritage to advance her career.
So
when was that?
So that... I think most people find it offensive that Senator Warren would lie about her heritage to further her career, which is not show citations, please.
I mean,
Sarah.
If you're going to say that about a I mean, she's saying that about a sitting senator. Don't you have to come armed with, well, here's where it doesn't matter, though.
Wait, you're talking about Republicans.
To the people she's speaking
right.
to, it doesn't matter because they don't give a fuck.
Fact-free Republicans. Fact, ethics-free Republicans.
Right. And Elizabeth Warren's a woman, too. You know, there's that. Trump doesn't really won't pass up an opportunity to take a swipe at a female, you know? No, oh, well.
So, but oh, so, but how does that excuse, let's say she did. Mislabel herself.
She misrepresented herself.
Then,
and, you know,
how does that still give the president?
I don't know.
A get out of asshole card.
Get out of asshole card. He gets an
to
asshole
say
card.
Shit like that. How
it,
in
that,
the world
it doesn't
does
change
that...
what he said at all?
Sarah Huckabee's just craven, isn't she? Gross. I
yes,
mean, she's
she
really.
Is.
God
horrible.
Damn. She's got kids. Those poor children are in the future are going to look back and see videos like this and going to just turn into cutters.
You know, I think in the future, W is going to be seen as just a tremendous shit heel and a horrible person that caused the death of a lot of people based on lies. A lot of fucking people.
Yeah.
And I think Schittler is going to be looked on even worse. You know, I can't imagine how people will look on, you know, all these enablers. All these fucking enablers, even the GOP, Mitch McConnell. I mean, yeah, John McCain is standing up to Schittler now. He's doing it now while he's already fucking elected. All these GOP fuckers are responsible for this. They didn't say shit.
The Navajo code talkers, he's genuine American.
I think
heroes.
What most people find offensive is Senator Warren lying about her heritage to advance her career.
Now, she said it was a racial slur. She said it was a racial slur. What is your response to that?
I think that's a ridiculous response.
I'd like to just follow up with that, because the president was speaking at an event to honor members of the greatest generation, people who fought in World War II who are in their 80s and 90s now. And the moment had many people online asking whether the president lacks decency. What's your response to that notion?
Look, I think the president certainly finds an extreme amount of value and respect for these individuals, which is why he brought them and invited them to come to the White House and spent time with them, recognizing them and honoring them.
And then said a racial slur right to their faces.
Was it his idea, though? I mean,
I'm sure he's like, you know what? I can't wait. I want to get those Navajo code talkers in.
Melania, take a letter. I'm going to talk.
He doesn't know from code talkers.
He doesn't know shit.
They had to explain to him what the hell they are. Oh, yeah. What they did.
He looked at this thing. And he was like, what the fuck is this?
So you know some code or something? I understand.
His first thought was like, oh, Native Americans. Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, I thought you said goat talkers.
Pocahontas.
I'm with them, recognizing them and honoring them today. So I think he is constantly showing ways to honor those individuals, and he invited them here at the White House today to meet with them and to also remind everybody about what the historic role that they played many years
right.
ago.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
But.
And then.
Yes.
He said Pocahontas in front of them, which was the original question.
She's acting like. They aren't even in the room, the press, asking these questions.
Oh, well, that's every day.
Yeah.
With this White House press briefing.
God. But the historic role that they played many years ago. Kristen.
Why is it appropriate for the president to use a racial slur in any context?
Why is it appropriate for the president to use a racial slur in any context?
Well, that's a good question.
What questions are we having here?
The questions we knew we all should have known we'd be asking. No, none of us should be, you know, surprised.
I guess, wait, should we still be waiting for the presidential pivot?
Ah!
Is that where we're at still? Any fucking nanosecond now he's going to pivot and turn into a normal human being?
Oh, yes. Sure.
Yeah. Kristen.
Why is it appropriate for the president to use a racial slur in any context?
I don't believe that it is appropriate for him to make a racial slur or anybody else.
So this is a racial slur. So why is it appropriate for him to?
Well, I think, like I said, I don't think that it is, and I don't think that was certainly not the president's intent. I think again, like I said, I think the more offensive, the most offensive thing. I'm sorry.
Does he see political value in calling people out racially? Why use that?
Look, I think that.
Why did he do it?
Suffer and twist, you fucking harpy. Yeah. She deserves it.
Right. It is kind of funny to think of, like, why he said it. I mean, if it was a glitter bomb because of the Flynn shit, that makes a lot of sense. But if it's because he honestly thought it would be funny and it would get a laugh.
I think he thought it would be funny.
God, Trump, you misread the room. I mean, if they were all white people in there, I would say, you know, maybe try it. If they're white people that supported
you. Yeah, if you had the Sessions family over and
if you had most Republicans, most Republicans would laugh at this. Let's not bullshit.
Sure.
Most Republicans would find this fucking hilarious.
Mike Pence and Mother were rolling in the aisles when I said that.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe he tries these jokes out on Sessions before he goes out. Try it out on somebody with a heart and a brain and a soul. Maybe. I don't know.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
I'm trying to see if they even have the Pocahontas thing over here at the Drudge Report. I don't see it.
They might rather talk about Flynn and his lawyers talking.
No, they'd rather go after Amazon.
Jeff Bezos, that cook.
Amazon Warehouse of Hell is the headline.
Oh, shit.
Leads to a story over to The Sun.
Right. Hello.
Rupert Murdoch's shit rag across the pond.
Do they ever do stories about Walmart and how they're shitty at their employees? Drudge, or is it just Amazon, Jeff Bezos?
Well, right now, it's definitely Amazon because it's owned by that Cuckmaster General.
I am the Cuckmaster General.
The owner of the Washington Post that's
Hello.
Evilly smearing that great Christian Roy Moore and the president.
I like you.
Over at The Sun, it says, Warehouse of Horrors, Amazon warehouse life revealed with timed toilet breaks.
What?
And workers sleeping on their feet.
Like, I got a time toilet break.
Well, we talked about this shit the other day. The gulags.
God, guys.
That these some of these warehouses are running. It says Amazon workers are said to struggle to keep up with exhausting demands. When you reach your quota, they raise your quota.
Oh, absolutely.
They're expected to process a package every 9 seconds.
Package. Oh, my God.
It said many of them are suffering from panic attacks due to their workload. Remember in China when people used to jump out of windows and shit like that and,
oh, that's
and
what
kill
we're
themselves?
Working towards.
Yeah, go. Capitalism is right.
No, that's capitalism. You're right. Crapitalism. They're crapitalism. They're timing people's shits. That's deplorable.
They walk over 10 miles a day fulfilling these orders in these warehouses.
Right. God damn.
And are paid less than a living wage. BT dubs.
Oh, God.
God bless America.
Yeah, God, if you're listening, way to go.
And let's just remember.
You must be drunk.
That the only reason they're paying minimum wage is because they can't pay less.
If they could pay you less, they
yeah,
would.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fucking would.
Fucking would.
And that's the evil of this fucking shit. Because they're like, listen, we can offer next day, same day shipping on this stuff. You know what we do? We just lean on our workers. We bully our workers. We make them walk 10 miles a day. We time how long it takes them to pee. We take away their humanity and turn them into fucking robots.
Undercover at Amazon, exhausted humans are inefficient, so robots are taking over. Well, I'm all for that, but then we need to say, okay, if the robots are going to take over, then Amazon's taxes can go to a real minimum living wage for everybody.
Yeah, and we can get a guaranteed minimum salary.
That's what I mean.
Let's
get
all
yeah.
the fucking robots doing our shit. That's why we need the. Was that the point of Terminator or Skynet? Was it the point that the robots would lead the revolution and take out the fat cats?
I don't know about that.
And replace a benevolent
the
dictator.
Like, what
that
the fuck are we doing? Listen to these bags of bloated cells.
Right.
I'm a pioneer.
I wonder, has he said anything about his fucking Pocahontas?
Oh, I don't know. Not yet. I do have a couple Alex Jones clips, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thanks for joining us. By the way, speaking of Amazon,
fuck
the evil gulag.
Yeah, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
If you're going to buy from the evil gulag, buy it through our link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, and it only takes these guys 9 seconds to process your order.
By the way, Jeff Bezos, they said on Black Friday, leapt over $100 billion of personal wealth.
Wow.
Becoming, again, the world's richest man.
Wow. It feels as if the wealth in this country isn't distributed reasonably.
Yeah.
You know?
It's very astute.
Yeah. I want these robots to fuck up these oligarchs so badly, you know?
So that's the headlines. Those are your headlines, ladies and gentlemen, and others.
I like you.
I like you.
Oh my God. Who cares? Wait a second. I like you guys. I like you. What percentage does it cut? What's the cutoff? Because if Elizabeth Warren, she's a percentage, American Indian, right?
Well, and what's the brain? How does his tiny little brain work? That he goes from, we want to thank you for all of your accomplishments. You were here long before we were. How does he go instantly from that to Elizabeth Warren?
Here's what he was thinking. You want to hear a subtext?
Good luck.
I want a Big Mac.
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
Oh, my God. His voice. He's even angry when he says it. Look at my African-American. I like you.
Big, strong, breeding stock I got over
God
here.
God damn, water, I know, man.
Big water, ocean water.
Oh, and I'm not going to blame myself, I'll be honest.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Anyway, thanks, Republicans.
Yeah.
Thanks for the laughs.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good job.
Trump, over the weekend, gave a long tickling rim job to Roy Moore.
Tickling rim job.
Doubling,
ding, 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 ding.
Doubling down on his attack upon. He never came out and said,
right.
Roy Moore, you have to vote Roy Moore. He just keeps attacking Doug Jones there, which with the ridiculous week on crime.
Yeah.
Lifelong prosecutor.
Trump's like, hey, Roy, you dated that one chick in Alabama? Me too.
He also, we had quite a bit of Festivus over the weekend, over the holiday. Hope everybody had a good holiday weekend and all that shit. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, blah, 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 blah.
this one is creepy as fuck.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Fox News is much, all caps, more important in the United States than CNN, which... Criteria, citations, what do you mean is much more important?
What do you mean, nutball? What are you talking about?
But outside of the U.S., CNN International is still a major source of, fake news. And they represent our nation to the world very poorly. The outside world does not see the truth from them.
Oh, okay.
Creepy.
Yeah, that's very creepy. What is, he's saying, hey, go after these foreign journalists, by the way.
You know, Vlad Putin does it the right way. He just kills journalists to write stuff bad about him. I don't know why we can't do that here.
Do what Vlad does.
So he got a lot of backlash for that bullshit.
Am I right to understand it? The journalists that operate in countries with, say, lesser freedoms in the U.S., statements like this are particularly dangerous?
Yes, they usually...
Because it emboldens people
to
go after them, right?
Lead to black vans and shit like that, sure.
Doesn't Trump see that when he says shit like this, he's painting a target on someone's back?
He hopes.
God.
That's what he wants.
I'm about to say something stupid. The last thing I would want, because I'm not a total fucking dickhead, is I would hate for something I said on Twitter, I would hate that would cause harm to someone or hurt them. He obviously doesn't care.
The last thing we need in Alabama and the U.S. Senate is a Schumer Pelosi puppet who is weak on crime, weak on the border, bad for our military and our great vets, bad for our Second Amendment, capital, all capitals, and wants to raise his taxes to the sky.
And wants his, what the fuck? I like you.
And wants to raise his taxes to the sky.
I want to raise his taxes. Fuck
Jones
you.
Would be a disaster.
Right. Tough on crime. Roy Moore is tough on crime, except one crime. Child rape. Liberal.
I endorse Luther Strange in the Alabama primary. He shot way up in the polls,
yes.
But it wasn't enough. Can't let Schumer Pelosi win this race. Liberal Jones would be bad.
Is he? Listen, is that what these nutball Republicans are going to do? They're going to support Roy Moore without saying his fucking name. You know, they didn't say his name
once.
Oh,
right, right. Since the first day I took office, all you hear is the phony Democrat excuse for losing the election. Russia, Russia, Russia. Despite this, I have the economy booming and have possibly done more than any 10-month president.
More what, though? Because that buzzer might be premature. I mean, he's golfed more.
More racist statements, more rounds of golf, sure.
More golfing. More fucking golfing.
More corruption.
Did you tell me?
By far.
Yeah, did you tell me? We were talking about it over the weekend.
Crab diving offline.
Oh, shit. Something like Trump spent 5 hours on Saturday golfing. Something like that.
He snuck off when he was working really hard.
Hard.
And was gone for 5 hours.
Fuck you.
To his golf club.
Yes. To his golf club.
Yes.
I'm going to go to my golf club.
I'm going to my club.
Can you imagine being that rich?
Then he said, oh, I don't care. Something about the tax bill. You know, the tax cuts are going to be great. Blah, blah, blah.
He said something shitty.
Then another great one. We should have a contest. This is 9 hours ago. We should have a contest as to which of the networks, plus CNN and not including Fox, is the most dishonest, corrupt, and or distorted in its political coverage of your favorite president, parentheses me.
Corrupt? I mean, you
your
know.
Favorite president, parentheses me.
Me. He is, fuck, fucking
He's insane.
Nuts.
They're all bad. Winner to receive the fake news trophy.
Oh, good.
But you notice he's excluding Fox.
Of course.
Because they'd blow the curve.
Blow. Right.
They would ruin the curve.
Oh, absolutely.
Fox News has been listed.
Wait.
Every time a news organization is listed on truthiness and Pinocchio-iness.
Truthiness. Was that George W. Did he coin that? Truthiness?
Maybe.
I think he did.
I know Colbert used it all the time, but did Colbert use it because Bush used it?
I don't know. Kate,
regardless.
Give me the etymology on that fucking word, please. Okay.
Fox always loses.
Oh, yeah.
To all of the other networks.
But you're not taking, you know, corruption, though. Is Fox the most corrupt? I mean, out of all the networks? I don't know. I mean,
well, distorted.
Do we include
dishonest?
What about the sexual harassment, abuse charges,
sure,
and all the money they've paid out for lawsuits? I mean, you could include that in the corruption. I mean,
did you see the lying beast of the
what's the fake news?
The lying asshole who liked the who said that those baby Chop Shop videos were real, Carly Fiorina.
Fetal Chop Shop.
She was on Fox, quote, news, unquote.
Yes.
On, I think it was Sunday. I think she was on with Chris Wallace.
Fuck you.
And they were talking about all these sexual abuse things, and she mentioned Roger Ailes. I was like, ooh, awkward.
Right. How much did he get sued for or something?
Who?
Ailes. It was a shit ton, right?
Well, Fox ended up paying millions.
Yeah.
And millions. 30 million to Gretchen Carlson, was it?
You know, I'm not trying to be a negative Nancy regarding Fox, but I think they might be the most corrupt because you just can't ignore all the sexual harassment lawsuits they had to pay off for Ailes and Bill O'Reilly. And didn't do, who's the guy with the dick, guy walking around with his dick, showing people his dick, whoever that is.
Charlie Rose?
No. The guy.
Weinstein?
Eric Bolling.
Oh, God. Well, we have a long list. A
lot of people to choose from.
Yeah. Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
Appropriately named.
But Fox, it's like Caligula. They're the most corrupt out of all the news organizations. I don't give a shit. Unless there's some weird fuck orgy that happens between Don Lemon and Wolf Blitzer that they make interns participate in. And Fox is clearly the most fucking corrupt. Right?
I
can't imagine.
I mean, in the normal
range,
you go up to Breitbart or WND or Tucker Carlson's shit fest.
How many
Daily
lawsuits?
Caller.
Daily Caller. How many lawsuits has Rachel Maddow settled? Sexual harassment lawsuits to date. To date, Kate, give me those facts.
We don't know.
Okay.
Then Donald Trump retweeted.
Retweet.
Is this guy from Breitbart?
Boo.
Morning Joe caught pretending pre-taped day after Thanksgiving show was live.
Oh, yeah. I tried to read that, but I just couldn't concentrate. It was, I don't know, I hated it. What is that about? They just did a fake show?
I think a bunch of the shows from MSNBC pre-taped that day, and... Because I was like, wait, Chris Matthews is working on the day after Thanksgiving, but it wasn't. It was like a pre-taped highlight reel of all the shit Trump has done.
I'm surprised Chris Matthews went on there hawking his fucking Bobby Kennedy book.
Oh, God, yeah.
God damn.
I mean, it's great and everything, but Jesus, fuck.
Who cares?
I'm turning off Chris Matthews for the last 10 minutes of every show the past couple of weeks because that's all he fucking talks about.
Why is it relevant now? Why is that relevant now?
To Matthews, it's the ultimate polar opposite of the shit show we've got reigning right now.
Right.
Somebody with integrity and who actually gave a shit about people. And
I mean, it's sad Bobby Kennedy's dead.
And despite his privileged upbringing,
he
was allegedly a man of the poor people and of the downtrodden and for equal rights. And
why didn't Trump turn out like that? Because Trump was brought up rich.
Well, because his dad was a big racist.
Right. It's his dad's fault. Well, it's his dad.
Sometimes.
This
it's
is
not
dad's
always, but, you
fault.
Know.
He made that book on
in this
joke.
Case.
I can't believe he did that. I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. I like you. Mm-hmm. I like these American Indians.
Well, now they're saying that that even though he gave a nice sack lick over to Roy Moore by
Perfect.
Trying to attack Doug Jones.
A tacit sack licking. That's what that is, you know?
Donald Trump will not be campaigning for Roy Moore.
Yes.
The president held the door open to campaigning for Moore last week.
Okay.
When he all but endorsed the candidacy while attacking Doug Jones.
Right.
Trump also made public statements in which he raised doubts about the accounts of the women who have accused Moore of sexual misconduct. He said he didn't do it. And also, he really said he didn't do
it. You know, to me, if there was really great dirt on Doug Jones, don't you think the Republicans would have found it by now? And would be bringing it up?
Yeah, you would assume.
I mean, so to me, this is a big vindication. This Doug Jones guy must be a really great person. Because if there was anything in his closet to bring up, you know these fuckers would have done it. Would have brought it up.
I think he's a doctor. He's a veteran. He was a prosecutor for years. And probably one of the reasons they don't like him in Alabama is because he brought down those KKK guys. Got him 30 or 40 years later after they had bombed that church in the 60s and killed those little girls.
You know, this is how I think about this.
So that's why they don't like him in Alabama, by the way.
Yeah, right. I was just going to say, to me, this is my reason. If I lived in Alabama, this is how I would think. I would say, well, okay, maybe I need to read up on Doug Jones, or maybe I don't need to read up on Doug Jones, because you know what? He's not a child rapist. And that's the same reason you could have used for voting for Hillary Clinton on this last election, you fucking dickheads. Ah, God damn. I know that everybody needs to vote in this country, but I don't know. I don't know that we're making a great case for it. What are the polls looking like in Alabama? Child rapist versus Doug Jones?
It's neck and neck, kind of.
What the fuck? It's neck and neck. One guy got kicked out of a mall because he's fucking diddling people, and there was a cop. Imagine you live in a community, and they're like,
they're desperate to stack the courts.
We need a cop.
They're desperate to make sure that they put people in judgeships, unqualified as they may be, but who are right wing nutjobs that are going to be around for 30 or 40 years, fucking people in the holes.
Right. They had a cop in Alabama that was dedicated to protecting the cheerleaders, but that's not it. Protecting the cheerleaders from one person, not from, you know, any other dangers in the planet. This person was assigned to watch the cheerleaders so Roy Moore wouldn't hit on them.
Right.
I mean, that's damn, Roy. I mean, do you ever think about that? Do you ever have private moments while you're loofing up your nasty fucking rapist body in the shower? And you're like, oh, man, I am certainly a piece of garbage. They had to have cops keeping me away from high school cheerleaders when I was 30 something. Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Are you kidding? Behind closed doors, the other old white guys are patting him on the back.
Good job,
Roy. You got that young poon, Roy. That's great.
You're right. Good job, boy.
They're just jealous.
I'm jealous. I ain't kicked out of the mall. You think there's a whole list of fuckers that can't go to the mall in Alabama because they're big pervs?
Probably.
Who knows? You know. They just get lucky enough to be elected to a federal judgeship. It would be a big DA, a big important politician.
A little bit of Alex Jones here.
Yes.
I think I have two clips of Alex.
I mean, you got to admit, for a senator, potential senator, and a judge, he's got a, you know, you could say a unique background, child rapist and judge.
Sure.
I mean, that's a lot of people can't say that.
And judge a couple of times.
Right. Because he got fired.
Removed once or twice, put back in.
But no. Alabama, go ahead, vote your conscience. Vote whoever the fuck you want to, right?
Well, again,
dumbasses. You know, idiots.
He was unacceptable, patently unacceptable before
right.
The teenage girls came swarming.
This is a bonus, boy. You hippie.
Well, this is quite a duo here. This is like Ebony and Ivory or a classic duet.
Fuck you.
Dolly Parton and
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers. This is on the Alex Jones Show.
Yes.
Mike Cernovich.
Oh, God. This guy's a bag of shit.
Oh, yeah. Alt-right, men's rights advocate.
Racist.
And lover of Pizzagate.
Come on. How do you love that?
It made him famous. Mike Cernovich.
Right.
Is on here. He is on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah,
and they're talking about the shit that's been going down with Mike Flynn.
Oh wow!
Here is listen to Alex. I heard this.
I'm excited to hear what these loons have
to
say.
Alex. The opening from Alex is even funny in this clip.
Just like Renfield recruited for Dracula, it's women and young people recruiting for these predators.
Just like Renfield recruited for Dracula. So he's talking about women enabling, of course, it's a picture of Weinstein.
Yes.
Standing next to, who is that? It almost looks like Meryl Streep. I think it is Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's hinting that Meryl Streep is an enabler.
Right.
I think they do go after her saying that
Meryl
Streep had
is
to know.
An enabler of
Weinstein, that there's no way she didn't know what was going on.
The victims are enablers because, or people that knew because they didn't come forward earlier.
Other women that bring hot young chicks to these predators, apparently.
This no, is Meryl Streep is about. One of them.
Recruited for Dracula, it's women and young people recruiting for these predators.
Right, and Meryl Streep, and again, that's why they all hate Trump, because, and that's why they hate General Flynn. Because they were investigating the pedophiles and the pedophilia.
They hate General Flynn because they were...
Pedophilia. Is that Cernovich?
Yeah. They went after... They hate Trump and Flynn because Flynn was investigating pedophilia.
You know what's kind of true, though? But if you perpetuate something like Comet Ping Pong Pizzagate...
Yeah?
Then all's fair.
What do you mean?
Like, if you're a stand-up comic and you're doing a comedy show and somebody speaks up and heckles, well, now you can say anything you want about them. They forfeited their rights as a human being. Yes, absolutely.
Is that a rule?
That's a rule. You say anything you want to him now. Like you can make fun of Cernovich's speech. Fuck up. He sounds fucking weird.
That's why they hate General Flynn, because they were investigating the pedophiles and the pedophilia. That's the real big story nobody wants to talk about is... The real reason they went out.
Well, and if I'm going to do an imitation, I have to sound like him.
Right.
So I have to go like this and say pedophilia and stuff like this.
Are you going to give Susan Sarandon a call? The internet wants to know.
Am I going to call Susan Sarandon?
Yeah, personally. You're going to talk
to
her?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Investigating the pedophile.
We got plenty of them commenting on our page. People right. like Bernie Bros in the same boat.
And pedophilia. That's the real big story nobody wants to talk about is the real reason they went after General Mike Flynn. Is because he was really focusing on pedophilia, and he'd happened upon the story accidentally, and that's why Deep State freaked out. And of course, hopefully this comes out.
He's talking about Pizzagate.
God damn.
He's talking about Comet Ping Pong Pizza.
But we've all
Pizzagate.
We all understand that was fiction. That it's not real. In fact,
not this guy.
In fact, the guy even went there with a gun to try to kill all these molesters in a basement.
They squirreled the kids out quickly.
But out of where? There was no basement. Right? Because
maybe they put up a force field or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They can send kids to Mars, to diddler colonies on Mars.
Oh, my God. I ran across that story again today for some reason. Trump endorsed some fucking online magazine on Twitter.
Oh, the MAGA pill. He retweeted
that.
He retweeted a tweet that said, here's a list of Trump's accomplishments or
yes.
something. It's all bullshit, of course.
Right.
And
unless you're talking about golf.
He retweeted it, but it turns out that website is run by like a batshit conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
I think another pizza gator.
Mm-hmm. And that's why Deep State freaked out. And of course, hopefully this comes out. If, unfortunately, General Flynn can't talk to anybody. Because lawyers advice and everything. But there's more of this. That's the whole point is there's a reason the media keeps freaking out about us and trying to frame us for a story we had nothing to do
and
with.
By the way, not to make it about us, but I've got.
But I'm going to make it about us.
Not make it about us. God damn, he's nuts.
Listen to how crazy these two white fools sound.
I'm trying to understand. Mike Flynn's primary focus was pedophilia. Like fighting it or participating in it? What's he saying?
Yeah, I was just doing research, right?
Oh, yes.
Who said that?
Don't these guys see that the pedophilia, you know, probably for the most part is on the side of GOP? I mean, you know, Roy Moore? I don't know.
Well, they don't seem to care about it.
Right.
About us and trying to frame us for a story we had nothing to do with.
By the way, not to make it about us, but I've got all these articles saying we're fake news, even though we didn't say there weren't shooters there, and myself and others. And then they say ban us, and then Google's now banning stuff, some of our stuff as well, but then claiming that I said no one was shot when I've been saying day one it was real.
I don't know what he's talking about, but which conspiracy he's talking about. I notice he doesn't talk about Sandy Hook much anymore.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if he still believes in that, then it's if you really think that all those kids that died were crisis actors, then it's your responsibility to never let that go, you know, to remind us.
And then this one's terrifying. This is Alex Jones on yesterday's show, I believe.
Fuck you.
Talking about the lamestream media.
Boo.
This is terrifying. Listen to this.
I think it's absolutely right to question Trump and to not believe what he says. Like Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. That's what keeps the politicians honest. Not just Trump, but the people around him. A lot of times he's not aware of somebody going sideways on him until he gets told about it. I have personally witnessed it at least 5 or 6 times where I've directly told the president about something. He says, I've written it down. I'm going to look into it. Are you sure that's right, Alex?
How many times is he talking to this fucking lunatic?
Do you think Alex Jones is lying? I mean,
I hope so.
I mean, that explains a lot, though.
Right. I mean,
did Alex Jones give him the Pocahontas joke?
Written it down. I'm going to look into it. Are you sure that's right, Alex? And I'm like, yes, sir. And then days later, word for word, he researches it, he comes out, and he addresses it. They call that easily influenced, or he believes the last thing he heard. No. When he gets told about a Harvard study showing millions of illegals voted.
God damn.
It didn't show that.
Right.
It didn't show that. This is the thing that they talk about. That there were people who are double registered in states because you move out of one state into another, you're not deregistered in another state. Doesn't say they voted. Doesn't say there was fraud. Millions, millions voted illegally.
Ooh.
Citation.
Right. What the fuck are you talking
about? It's a
lie. And the other thing is, like, you wouldn't even, if 3 million people voted illegally in California, you wouldn't have to dig for citations, I would think.
We'd find one or two.
Find some. It's 3 million people, for God's sakes. I mean, you're going to notice somebody, right?
No, deep state's helping cover up for him.
Wow, they must be efficient.
Right.
If you are in charge of running the deep state, you and Bannon are in your underwear in some fucking bunker running things with Eric Holder, you maybe Michelle's involved. Good, then take over, please. Start the revolution.
Yeah,
today, hurry. Do it now.
About a Harvard study showing millions of illegals voted. He goes and looks into it and finds out it's true. I mean, that's what Trump does.
Five or six times I've told him something. Illegals. Word for word.
Yeah. It's so racist to call people illegals. It's racist. At the very least, it's insensitive. Would you want to be called an illegal? I mean, think about it. If you came to this country, I don't give a fuck if you crawled under the fence. Jesus Christ. It's not like coming over here because you needed a better life, and now somebody's going to call you an illegal person.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck off. That's mean. That's fucking mean. Get some empathy, dickheads. I like you.
I like you.
We already talked about this. We talked about this a wee little bit. Trump's as possible reasoning for the flashbang, the Pocahontas flashbang today.
Right, right.
That word came out today that the lawyers for Mikey Flynn met today with members of special counsel Robert Mueller's team.
Fuck you.
Another indication that both sides are possibly discussing a deal.
Bam, baby.
Late last week, it was confirmed that Flynn's attorney alerted the team that he could no longer engage in privileged discussions about defense strategy, which is a sign that Flynn could be preparing to negotiate with prosecutors over a deal, including his testimony against the President of the United States or senior White House officials
Well, who else could he? I mean, he was the NSA. I mean,
Jared.
Oh, really? You think Jared's more interesting than Trump?
Than Flynn?
Flynn, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
Because then you get, you think Jared's going to spend a day in jail?
You
twist that little weenie.
Fuck no.
And he'll turn on that asshole father-in-law and his in a millisecond. Big difference, though, is that Mikey Flynn is allegedly protecting his son, because his son was involved in a bunch of bullshit, too. And they could be threatening some pretty big indictments for Flynn Crotchspawn Jr.
Oh, shit.
And that could be, Mike Flynn could be like, well, you know, I might be able to handle jail, but my poor son.
Yeah.
Whereas with Donald Trump, that would never happen.
Right.
Because he barely remembers their names.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uday and Kuse.
There was another interview, I think, over the weekend with Ivana, the first Trump wife. And she took a swipe at Melania again. She said something like Melania lost her mind when I said I was first Trump lady.
I mean, does anyone like each other? Does anyone like each other?
That's what I mean. They're just going to throw. And then she said,
"Vipers."
She said something like, Donald never changed any diaper. Ha 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 ha. No, never. He was not the type to take the boys out and play baseball or go bike riding or anything.
He was
always working. He never saw, in other words, he never saw those children.
Did he teach those kids how to fucking golf?
And the one story we have of him is going to pick up Don Jr.
Yes.
At his college dorm to go to a baseball game.
Right.
And Don Jr. opened the door and Trump slapped him across the face and said, "Go put on a suit. You look like a bum."
He slapped him with those tiny hands.
So that's what the roommates said or something like that.
Right.
They're just like, he was a fucking asshole.
Do you think he was a bad father?
Yeah, in the 10 minutes a month he saw the kids, he was an awful father. So there you go. That's we'll see if Trump is desperate now and starting to lose his mind. I mean, this is where he gets more dangerous.
Trump?
Well, this is where he'll, if I still think I'm winning that dollar, but if he were to try to get rid of Mueller,
that's right.
I think it would come.
Where is that dollar?
Sooner, because it's going to.
Okay.
I think he's going to be desperate.
Where's that dollar?
And you can't tell him what to do or what not to do.
Oh, God, no. You can't tell him anything. He's crazy as fuck.
The good news?
Yeah.
Here, crab diving. Our SCOTUS.
SCOTUS?
The Supreme Court of the United States. Ryan, you'll be shocked to learn this one.
Yes.
Have decided not to hear a case.
Right.
Essentially letting the lower court decision stand.
Ooh.
In regards to Maryland.
Right.
And in 2013, the Maryland banned assault weapons and high-capacity magazines and the NRA piggies and the Second Amendment loonies went crazy and sued. How dare you take away my freedoms?
Fuck you! Second Amendment, motherfucker! These crisis actors!
Lower court
said
something to the effect of there's no reason to think that weapons of war would have been included in that.
Okay.
Right to bear arms kind of deal.
What do you mean, like a rocket launcher? Or
assault rifles.
Surface to air missile, baby.
The lower court said that fuck you, NRA, basically.
Yeah.
If Maryland wants to ban assault rifles and high capacity magazines, they can. They appealed to the Supreme Court.
Right.
And it takes four, I believe, justices to say we're going to hear it.
Right.
And they didn't get four.
Damn.
So they will not be hearing the case.
Yes.
Essentially giving a big middle finger to the NRA.
Right. Let me ask you something. Is the Punisher a mouthpiece of the NRA? It's pro-gun. Is it not?
I don't know if it is or not. I think the Punisher is...
Punisher is a show on Netflix. On Netflix. About a cartoon comic book character named the Punisher.
The articles that I saw are about 50-50, and I think it depends on if you're pro-gun or anti-gun.
Right.
If you're anti-gun, you're upset at the Punisher because it's pro-gun. But if you're pro-gun, you're upset at the Punisher that it's a cuckified anti-gun, take our guns away show. So figure that one out.
Well, yeah, but I would think the Punisher is anti-gun. He uses guns because he knows how to use them effectively. I guess.
It's a good show.
Right. It's a good show, but you could be watching some NRA bullshit. We don't know.
Right.
It bothers me. I'm like, I like a show, but I don't want to support a show that's like pro-gun and shit. That furthers the causes of these ninnies. Maybe I'll watch it on Netflix, but I won't buy anything advertised upon it.
Well, there's one character who's kind of pro-gun, and then there's another character
who's that?
Decidedly anti-gun. Remember they had that, spoiler alert, the reporter.
Oh, Deborah Ann Wool.
Okay.
Yeah.
From the vampire show.
Yes. What was that show? Twilight.
No,
True Blood. Right.
She was interviewing that anti-gun senator.
Yes.
And she said she's a concealed carry.
Oh, that's right.
She's like, well, don't you think people have a right to protect themselves kind of thing?
Yeah,
so,
But also...
But then we pointed out her character was the one also that I believe got kidnapped by ninjas, by super ninjas in the fucking Daredevil show.
The point is, we don't live in a Marvel comic book world where there's fucking demons flying up from the center of the earth, asshole, wanting to fuck us up.
And in her world, that's granted, different. When you're repeatedly kidnapped by space ninjas...
Yes.
And underworld activists and things like that, one might think you might need a gun.
There's no space ninjas in Florida. There's no space ninjas in Alabama, guys.
Insane.
Don't need guns. I don't give a fuck what the Punisher says.
More good news?
Yes.
The other news. The only good news out of this.
Yes.
That the only reason this matters, you know, we're hearing all about Prince Harry is engaged. Who the fuck cares?
Hello? Isn't he the guy that dressed up as a Nazi for Halloween?
I believe he made that poor choice one year.
That's an extremely poor choice. What a dick. You're dumb.
Announced his engagement to an American-born actress.
Yes.
Meghan Markle is her name.
Before I forget this, I just got to make one point. Prince Harry, you have all the money in the world. You be whatever you want for Halloween. If you had all the resources, what would you be? Would you be like, Nazi? Oh, I want to be a Nazi. Let me find a Nazi outfit. I can be anything I want.
It might not be.
What's wrong with him?
I mean, unless I was going like as Jeff Sessions or something.
God, I don't believe anybody should strike their kids, but surely the guy, the Queen Mother, beat him a little bit. Dress as a Nazi, you fucking idiot. You could have been anything. You don't want to be Batman or something like that? I'm a Nazi.
So, but there's a controversy.
Wee wee.
Isn't it really not? But among, you know, there's assholes everywhere.
Oh, yes.
And Britain has its share of xenophobic, racist fuckwads.
Jolly good.
Just like here.
Hello.
And some of the more horrific hate tweets coming out and posts on the social media about the announcement of the engagement.
Right.
Are because Ms. Markle.
Yes.
Fiancé.
Wee wee.
Of Prince Harry.
Yeah.
Is, has a black mother.
Who gives
a
fucking
white
cares?
Father and a black mother.
Oh, guy, can everybody grow up, you dumbasses?
One tweet. The bastard cuck is marrying an older half-African.
Oh, God.
We must secure our country.
Somebody take away that guy's internet. He's stupid. That's what we need to do with these racists. We're going to take your internet away, you dickhead.
At blue-eyed Limey says...
Blue-eyed Limey.
Hashtag... Prince Harry, the royal race traitor.
What did it, the other guy call him? A cuck bastard?
Bastard cuck.
I am the bastard cuck.
So fucked up. And it wasn't 100 years ago. This is how much things have changed, because it was, I don't know, what, the 30s or something like that? When they kicked their king off of the throne.
Right.
Because he wanted to marry a divorced American woman.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Who gives a flying
shit? Well, this was back in the 30s. So
shit.
How things have changed, because she's also divorced.
Right.
She's older than him.
Right.
She's divorced, and her mother's black.
Right.
Gasp!
Hey, Harry, don't wear that Nazi outfit anymore, okay? Dickhead.
I think they probably...
You probably won't do that again. Yeah. You stupid fuck.
I saw part of the interview where they announced their engagement. She seems really...
She seems nice.
Very
even
nice
though
and
her mother's black?
And cool and, yeah.
Come on. What's wrong with these people in the UK? Why are you so stupid? Would you catch Alabama?
Perfectly normal human being.
Yeah.
Who's going to be... And then they were losing their minds.
You're a bastard cook, you all.
When she gets married, she's going to be the Duchess of Cumwaddle or something. Oh, whatever yeah. The hell one of his...
I'm the Duchess of Cumwaddle.
One of his titles is, and she'll be the Duchess. And a couple of them were losing their minds over that. Like, oh my God, a African is going to be a Duchess? What's this country coming to?
It's all ridiculous. Listen to you. The Duchess of that, the Duke of that. You sound like fucking idiots. Who cares anyway? You sound like you're at a King Arthur's court and it's 2017. You know what? Make the next queen should be a hamster. Who fucking gives a fuck?
We talked a little bit about the little hissy squeals coming from Wayne LaPierre's house probably today after that horrific decision by SCOTUS.
God, Wayne, not everybody in this country is armed to the teeth. I'm sad.
But now there's a report out. It's researchers have recently found that when men who are going through financial problems.
Yes.
Many of their passionate views about firearms derive from a sense of empowerment, and they feel stricter gun laws are an attack on their masculinity. When we make the jokes about we're sorry about your tiny little penis,
yes.
That you have to collect 85 assault rifles.
Right. There might be some truth.
There's something to that.
This is a citation
that they
proves that.
Study at Baylor University, sociology professors
fuck
found
you.
That white men who own firearms have lost financial stability or fear they soon will find moral and emotional solace in their guns.
Oh, look at this, all this solace and emotional morals that are fucking spattering all over the place.
Other demographic groups such as women and non-white males do not place as much importance on guns.
Jolly good.
So this is a white guy phenomenon.
These white guys are totally fucking up this planet with the guns and the racism and the bullshit.
The professors found that gun owners on average are typically white, male, married, older, and living in rural areas.
Yay! And they're electing our motherfucking president for some fucking reason.
And they have a disproportionate importance of their vote over people who are stupid enough to live in the metropolitan areas. I saw that map again. Some asshole used that map again.
Yeah.
Of all the red where Trump won the last election, and then all the seas of little blue.
Yes.
But they fail to recognize that like 70% of the country's fucking population lives in those blue areas. It's the cities. It's the metropolitan areas. The centers of our culture.
Man, if I'm in a spaceship, I'm tilling around this fucking galaxy, and I look over this Earth and say, hey, you know what's funny about Earth? They let the dumb people there decide who gets to be president and who gets to be their leader. Isn't that stupid? Let's fucking vaporize these motherfuckers. They're done. Goodbye. Goodbye, dickheads.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah, fuck off. Pack up your knives. Go home. You lose. What do they say in Hitchhiker's Guide? We're going to put an interstellar highway through your fucking planet, you dumbasses. You fucking stupid.
And then the dolphins leave and say thanks for all the fish.
Fuck you. Was that Rodgers and Hammerstein?
It was, yeah. I just found a folder that I thought was lost.
Right.
Of all these, all kinds of
drops,
music and shit.
Well, what do you got in there?
Well, I just played the cunt song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's one of them. I've got a Sparkle Season promo. I'm going to have to whip that one out.
Oh, yeah, dude. Hey, everyone.
It's Sparkle Season. This Sparkle Season, you can join our struggle to entertain and inform here at the Crab Diving Network by buying all the crap you're going to buy for people at Amazon. If you click on the Amazon banner on the Crab Diving website or go through the link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, we get a little commission at no extra cost to you. Spread some seasonal joy as you help spread the crabs. Go to crabdiving.com, click the Amazon banner, and shop your asses off.
You didn't say fuck.
I didn't.
Wait,
was that a fuck-free promo?
Was that you, or is that did we hire Kirk Cameron to read that?
That was me trying to pretend I was Kirk Cameron.
It's good. It's really good. It's a little sarcastic.
Because he does. That was when he did that. We were also playing the actual Kirk Cameron Saves Christmas promo at the same time, remember?
What a fucking dickhead he is. I don't want to waste any time marveling at his stupidity, but God damn it, the guy was on a fucking sitcom, you know?
Well, it sounds like he was a little dickhead, wasn't
he?
Didn't he get somebody fired because she posed for Playboy?
You famous people that get into Jesus, use Kirk Cameron. This is your future. Your future is doing shitty movies. Honestly, people are weirded out by that crap. I mean, you know, he didn't allow... What the fuck? Some teenager's on a TV show and they're going to say, listen, I don't want to make out with the other chick on the show. What? Fuck. Oh, God. I don't mean to get in the creepy area here, but jeez, what's wrong with that? Isn't that part of the fun of it?
Part of the bonus.
Yes. Hyperbole.
Here we go.
Yes.
In a couple seconds.
Do you ever feel like Christmas has been hijacked?
Hey, where's Christian?
Time out. Hijacked. Oh, okay. Like all those Islamic extremists do, that's racist.
Interestingly enough, because Christmas was a pagan holiday that they adopted back in the Roman times to try to woo the Christians.
Oh, wait. No.
The whole Christmas tree, the...
Jesus started it.
Oh, yeah, right.
Jesus said they had a Christmas tree when he was born in that fucking manger.
Christmas has been hijacked.
Hey, where's Christian? How's he doing? Is he okay?
Oh, he's fine, really.
He's fine. He started fucking children because he doesn't like Jesus anymore.
It sounds like Kirk Cameron is making her read these lines at gunpoint.
The acting is quite spectacular, I might add.
They even named the guy Christian. How's Christian?
He's fine, really. He's just not into Christmas this year, that's all.
By all the commercialism and those who want to replace Merry Christmas with Happy Holidays or Season's Greetings, whatever that means.
What do you mean, whatever that means?
It means season's greetings, you stupid fuck.
Goddamn.
You know, did he go to high school or was he like homeschooled on the set of Growing Pains?
Oh, he was probably schooled on the set.
Is that why he's so stupid? I'm serious.
Probably.
Is that why he's dumb as fuck?
Probably.
Good job, whoever fucking tutored him. Fail. He's a fucking idiot. Season's greetings, whatever that means. If you don't know what that means, then you need to go back to school. You're stupid.
Gun control on owners has come to represent an attack on their masculinity.
Hey.
On their independence and their moral identity, they say, these researchers.
Step off my dick.
This belief wasn't as prevalent in religious white men.
Yes.
Who instead feel their guns are sacred.
What? They're like,
but are not as attached to them as their non-practicing counterparts. So less religiosity means you're more of a gun fucker.
Oh, yeah. But wait, if you're way into the Jesus, you think your personal weapon of mass destruction
is bestowed from the loins of the Lord.
It's a big, girthy extension of your faith.
Yeah.
That is terrifying, isn't it?
It's a long black iron depiction of the Lord's penis of righteousness.
Heavenly gun dick.
Some find tighter laws to be a dig at masculinity.
Ooh, yes.
About 90% of gun owners wanted expanded gun safety laws.
Oh,
so
okay.
Again,
yeah,
most people are like, yeah, you know. Researchers unsurprisingly found gun owners are typically more conservative.
Okay.
And also, this is not good.
Right.
Also, quote, more alienated from society.
Oh, wonderful.
Great. Fucking great.
Ah, great. You know what I mean? What the fuck?
They said Americans' attachment to guns is not explained by religious or political cultures.
Fuck you.
It's not just money from gun manufacturers shaping gun legislation. It is the cultural solidarity and commitment of a subgroup of Americans who root their identity, morality, and patriotism in gun ownership.
This is
gun culture in action. But I would say the when you've got a major propaganda organization like the NRA,
right,
shaping gun legislation and putting out their shit into the media,
right,
to gin up the, oh my God, I'm terrified, Obama's
stoking
coming from
the
my
fires.
Guns.
It's not
right.
Natural.
So I would say that it's more significant than they.
So without the NRA,
sound like they are chibbing it here.
So the NRA, you're saying, is putting the seed of the idea in your mind that your gun is also your penis and your Jesus and things of that nature.
Well, it helps, that your identity is rolled up in
my gun.
In your gun.
How? What? I'm trying to think of, like, my most favorite thing. I don't know. What? I'm looking around this apartment. Where's my personality? You know, where's my personality invested? Like, I don't have anything I'm invested in like that. I don't have a, you know what
I mean?
Well,
good.
But I'm just saying, like, it's the point. The NRA's doing it. Like,
well, exacerbating it, sure.
Yeah.
And a lot of it has to do with disenfranchisement of economically.
Yeah.
Which we've said here, I think, is
my
the
gun.
Root of everything. I don't think we would have.
Right.
I don't think they'd be going after gay people as hard. If America was really great again and everybody was making money and there was an active middle class that wasn't having the life and values sucked out of it by the parasites like the Trumps and the Kochs.
Yeah, and we have a president scapegoating these people for the white man's problem, immigrants and,
Yeah, right. When they're the problem.
Right. You white guys are the problem with your fucking guns. And your dumbass Jesus.
Well,
no
the rich
offense.
White ones are the problems who are That's using true. The message to fire up the dummies with the guns.
Yeah.
There you go.
And the gun, the guns are the problem, though.
I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to say if there were less guns, there would be less shooting.
Hey, did that flat earther lift off yet? I just thought.
Yeah, they said it postponed.
Right. Kate, let me know when that guy's going to. Gonna go on his little trip. Is he gonna survive? I mean, he's in a rocket.
Well, the last time he did it, he had to be hospitalized. Yeah. He snapped something.
Right.
Oh boy. We've got a new Alex Jones hot off the presses.
Hell yeah.
This one. This is from today's.
Man, this is awesome.
Hot off the presses of today's Alex Jones.
A lot of good shit today, man.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. This is him talking about the Las Vegas shooting.
Oh, okay.
Which I think is what he was talking about earlier in that other clip.
Yes.
When he said, I never said there was no shooting. I think this one he agrees there were actually people killed. He doesn't think this was a false flag with kid actors like Sandy Hook. I think he actually agrees that there were actually people murdered this time. But
yes,
it's the Antifa deep state.
Wow.
That guy was a liberal, of course, with his 50 fucking guns.
Is it confirmed by the FBI that there was more than one shooter?
Not yet.
Right. Okay. Just checking.
So let's talk to Amanda in Tennessee. You're on the air. What about Tucker Carlson and a helicopter news? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering, he had a video that he obtained, I guess, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it looked like debris or like snow blowing across the video for over half of it. And he said it was due to a helicopter hovering over that area, but he never went into why there was a helicopter there for so long.
You're talking about during the Vegas shooting?
Yes.
I'm sure Alex knows exactly why that helicopter was there.
Let me help you out.
Who's this idiot calling? Tucker Carlson had a video about a helicopter.
God, listen to what
there was snow. There was interference on the screen. I want to know what happened.
So if you're not listening to InfoWars, you're tuned into Fox News. We're fucked.
Went into why there was a helicopter there for so long.
You're talking about during the Vegas shooting?
Yes.
Well, I know the FBI went and picked up the caller you heard earlier when he talked about it being an Islamic attack. There are being shootings all over town and helicopters being used. And
some lunatic apparently was claiming that there were shootings all over town that apparently no one else witnessed.
Oh, yeah.
Or those that were. So Alex is claiming that there was an Islamic attack.
Right.
And there were people, there were helicopters shooting, but that the deep state came in and swooped out and picked up all of the witnesses that said they saw people shooting.
God,
this is how crazy these fuckers are.
Wait, I haven't heard that. So the helicopters scooped up.
I know. We know that the FBI came in and took that witness who said that he saw multiple shooters and it was Islamic.
I fucking hate. Okay.
He talked about it being an Islamic attack. There were being shootings all over town and helicopters being used. And the FBI showed up. They drugged the guy and they declared national security. He's had to leave the country just over that. So do you think they'd be...
They drugged him.
Right.
They kicked him out of the country.
We saw this before. You know, when Steve Bartman called that ball, they drugged him. The helicopters...
Black copters came down over to the...
They should have, though.
Over to the,
they really should have.
To the left field line.
It wasn't a good... He still doesn't think that's funny. He still doesn't want to talk about it, Steve Bartman,
Oh, he
right?
doesn't, yeah. He's happy he's been absolved finally, but... Didn't they give him a ring?
Yeah.
I thought they gave him a ring this last time.
I think they did.
Like a mock-up of the ring?
They should have.
Dirty. He's had to leave the country just over that. So do you think they'd be having the FBI at his house in 2 hours after he called in about that if it was just a rumor? No, they don't want that discussed. So Vegas is as phony as a $3 bill or as Obama's birth certificate.
There you go.
Shit.
Boom.
Bam, baby.
We're still birthering.
God, this, hey.
A year after Obama's out of office, we're still birthering over at InfoWars.
Are we sure this isn't Throwback Thursday? Because it's Monday. Yeah. And so far, I heard a Pocahontas in the birther thing.
Well, that's,
damn.
Yeah. They go back to the hits.
Right.
A $3 bill or is Obama's birth certificate?
Wow. Mm-mm.
Isn't that crazy?
That is so crazy. So many people.
They had the Saudi military was having a convention there that week.
What Saudi the military? Fuck? Is that true?
So now he's claiming that the Saudi military went apeshit and killed a bunch of people.
Did they, or is it true the Saudi military organized this whole shooting thing, this false flag using that crystal ball?
The Saudi military was having a convention there that week.
Oh, yeah, the orb.
Yeah, because I remember the most I've heard is what you've gone over and the other guy that had done some research into all of the planes that had changed where they were.
Sure, well, the FBI showed up and they told him, they said, you talk about that again, we're going to put you in prison. Because that's classified information. Even though he'd figured it out himself, the fact is the government, the military all knows. They've been ordered not to talk about it because it's all part of this deal that Trump's got with the Saudis. We'll see if that's really the case. But that was an Islamic terror attack from all the evidence we have.
There's no evidence that it was an Islamic terror attack. It was one crazy fucking white guy.
What does he mean? I'm just having trouble following this buffoon. What does he mean, like, this is part of Trump's plan with
apparently
the Saudis?
Apparently Trump, he's got some deal with the Saudis that they covered up. The Saudi army going crazy and killing 50 people in Vegas.
So the Saudi army killed those guys.
Of course, you cuck.
But hey,
what's wrong with you?
Well, then tell me why isn't Alex Jones calling for the impeachment of Donald Trump, in fact, if he's helping cover up this crime?
Well,
I mean, that's a good question, right?
Maybe Trump doesn't have a choice. He's drugged, remember?
Oh, yeah. The FBI took him. They drugged him.
We found out why Trump is starting to slur his words after in the afternoons. I think they're drugging him.
They probed him. Don't they probe him?
Only on Thursday.
Oh, I look forward to it.
Hope Hicks probes me.
Mm-hmm. Water. Big water job. Hope Hicks. Isn't she testifying this week or some shit like that? Is she set to meet with Mueller and all those fuckers?
Soon, I think, yeah.
Because I read somewhere that she's been with him the longest.
Hope Hicks?
Yeah, she's been an aide to him since like the beginning of his fucking campaign.
Yeah, she started out working for Ivanka.
Right. Ivanka. Right. I didn't know that.
She was a PR person who was assigned to Ivanka's account, and they became buds, I guess. And
do you think Ivanka should?
And then Trump saw her and was like, right. Who's that?
Predictions. You want a prediction? Okay. You wouldn't have thought of this. Ivanka Trump next year will be on Shark Tank. Bam. Glitter bomb.
Doing.
I don't know, in the chairs.
Oh, you mean as a. She doesn't have something she's trying to sell.
She didn't have an idea, dude.
That's true.
She didn't have a fucking idea.
What else have I got here? Thanks for joining us. We got a couple minutes left here on the big
Happy
show.
Happy Monday. You're back from the holiday.
We do this shit every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern type coast.
Fuck you.
And don't forget iTunes and Stitcher.
There's a terrorist attack, right, over the weekend or something?
Crabdiving.com in Egypt. Horrible.
Oh, God.
I think it's up to like 300 people died.
Oh,
now.
My fucking God. Was that a...
In a microsecond, Trump, of course, called for a wall.
That's right. Wait, but it was in Egypt.
A wall and a ban.
Trump, do you know what? You know what's more effective than a wall? We have an ocean in between us and Egypt and there's some other things in between us and Egypt. We don't need a wall.
Water, water, big water, ocean water.
Oh, my God. Pocahontas.
I've got...
I like you.
I'm going to have to pull
Not that fake one.
I'm going to have to pull that as a new drop.
God damn. That's creepier than Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you heard the promo
right
a few minutes ago. Buy shit through our Amazon hole.
Yeah, buy something and get some Amazon workers tortured.
Right. Kill off some poor, overstressed Amazon workers.
And that sucks, dude. And you can go to the bathroom now.
There's a story we'll probably get to this tomorrow, but it's trending all over the Twitter and everything. You know that fucker James O'Keefe? He's the guy who put together those fake videos, the Baby Chop Shop videos.
Oh, my God.
And is known for these going undercover exposés,
right,
like
right.
trying to... remember they tried to put somebody into, a volunteer on Hillary's campaign?
What?
Like, they hired someone?
Come on.
To infiltrate Hillary's
name. Right. Did they think Hillary was already involved in the fetal chop shop?
Well, this is the guy who I believe is in Trubbs in fucking Texas.
Yes.
For those fraud videos.
Oh,
and for shit. And for fraudulently, illegally taping.
Fuck you.
People.
Right.
Well, now, it says the Washington Post has busted him for attempting to fool them with a fake Roy Moore accuser. So he sent someone claiming that Roy Moore had impregnated her when she was 15 years old.
Oh, shit.
And they were trying to get the WAPO to jump on it.
Oh, I see.
So that they could then turn around and say, look, it's fake. Look, it's all fake.
And it discredits everything.
Right. But they got caught. Just like they got caught trying to infiltrate the Clinton campaign.
You can't trust the right. I'm sorry. You can't. It's not equal sides. Fuck everybody.
So we'll learn. This is just breaking. So we'll.
This just in.
I'll read up about that. We'll talk about it some more tomorrow.
Okay,
give
me the bullet points right now.
Because that's some crazy batshit stuff.
Oh, yeah. Fucking A, man. I still can't get over that Pocahontas thing.
Oh, I know.
Why did he say it? Like, why did he think he must have known?
He got this look on it. You got to watch the video. He gets this look on his face, kind of leans over the podium to the couple of Indian guys standing next to him.
Oh, my God.
And he just gets this look where you could tell when the tiny little bulb goes off that, ooh, Pocahontas, I can make a Pocahontas joke right here.
Do you think he assumed that American Indians are offended that Elizabeth Warren
probably
tries to claim
probably
their heritage,
yeah
even though she doesn't?
There's probably some MAGA Indian fool somewhere who has a Twitter account that supports the president and is like,
I'm
offended that she used our culturally appropriated our my culture.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, not for nothing, I imagine Elizabeth Warren would probably look out for your interests more so than the Schittler dickhead. I mean, you know. Whatever.
Well, that's the shit that's going on with the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. Did you see that that's going
Absolutely.
On? There's a lawsuit pending right now.
Shenanigans.
That the outgoing director of that panel that
Thank
was
you.
helped to be formed by Elizabeth Warren, that helps consumers, helps
right.
people. I think they've recouped $1 billion or something for
Damn.
Consumers that are getting fucked
That's
by awful. Giant corporations
right,
and
right,
shit.
Right, right, quit fucking us.
So of course the Republicans hate it and have been trying to get rid of it.
Fuck you.
Well, this director quit and he announced his successor, at least I think an interim.
Yes.
And Trump has decided he doesn't want her, and he put his fucking budget director, Mick Mulvaney,
right.
who as ran his campaign for Congress on getting rid of the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. He's an asshole, big business Republican who hates people and hates consumers.
How the fuck can you be in charge of something you hate?
Brian Zinke.
Any sense?
The EPA dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who rides the tonneau horse, right? What a dick.
Well, Zinke's Department of Interior, Scott Pruitt,
right.
is the EPA
oh,
guy
yeah.
who worked for Big Oil.
Why is he Scott Pruitt actually said, did he not, that he didn't want, in Oklahoma, he didn't want the EPA to look into earthquakes in relation to fracking.
Right.
They weren't interested in studying that.
Well,
and
now,
you put up this story on Facebook.
There's one today
about that.
That Texas, a new study in Texas that has linked groundwater, wastewater injection,
big water
with earthquakes.
Oh, okay.
In fucking Texas.
Fuck us.
But hey,
fuck it.
People make profits, you know.
It's the earth. I mean, literally, you don't want the earth to shake.
And they guaranteed to us there was nothing, there was no problem.
Oh, yeah.
No problem. That poison water is not going to seep into the good water. Don't worry. What's wrong with you? You think
a
corporation would lie to you?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm stupid.
I think we got to...
Are we done?
Kind of get the hell out of here.
I try water. To live my life, live my life.
studio, but Kate is playing dance.
You are a cunt, 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 a fat stinking cunt.
There you go. Thanks for joining us this lovely day. We are back tomorrow. Where's my drop?
Good job in studio band. Nice work. We
go. We're going to be back tomorrow. Don't forget Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram at Radar Comedy, or go to his website, just RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
And we want you guys to have a great evening. We will be back doing this bullshit again tomorrow.
TTFN.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.